AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Back to the campaign trail today for former President Donald Trump, who will hold a rally in the swing state of North Carolina. He will deliver what his campaign is touting as a major speech on the economy. ABC News senior White House correspondent Selena Wang has more on what the Democrats, including vice presidential candidate Tim Walz, are doing.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz defending his military record after relentless attacks from Donald Trump and J.D. Vance, who've accused Walz of lying about his military record. Hitting back at attacks from fellow veteran Vance, who also never saw active combat. Walz speaking to union members in his first solo campaign speech and slamming Trump as out of touch with working class America.
The government is expected to report this morning that inflation cooled further last month. Consumer prices out today thought to have risen just 0.2% from June to July, a pace slightly above the Fed's 2% target rate. This is ABC News. An arrest in Hawaii after several homemade bombs were found around Maui over the last few weeks.
47-year-old Robert Dumoran is now in federal custody facing charges for allegedly setting an IED outside of a school on Maui last month. And while not yet charged, he's allegedly linked to similar devices that were placed in multiple areas around the island in the last week or so. A fingerprint found on tape on one device along with cell phone pings led investigators to him. He allegedly texted a friend saying that he felt like he had to set off some explosives because it makes him feel better. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Two people recovering after they were both hit by lightning. The two women were both hit by a strike while standing near the rim of the Colorado River's Horseshoe Bend in Arizona. You can find all sorts of stuff at a farmer's market, like 2,400 pounds of meth. Cops in Atlanta say it was stashed in celery and smuggled in by a Mexican drug cartel. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to give a quick overview of what goes into your credit score. Now, before I do that, heads up, there is no single scoring system or standard that all the credit bureaus use. I mean, why would they make it easy? But about 90% of the scores used by creditors are issued by FICO, F-I-C-O, the Fair Isaac Credit Organization. I have no idea who Isaac is. A FICO credit score ranges from 350 to 900. And 35% of that score, the biggest chunk, is whether or not you've made your payments on time. 30% is how much of your credit you use. 15% is how many years of credit you have, longer the better. And the remaining 20% is a mix of how many new accounts you've got, if you've got different types of credit, like cards, a car loan, mortgages. Seem a little confusing? A bit. But it's a system we can understand and try to use to our advantage. Check out Work Money Media on YouTube to learn more about how to do that.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin voters say no to two questions to amend the state constitution. Here's Melissa Kay.
The executive branch will retain the sole power to execute all federal funds, as it has since 1930. This means when federal funds are directed to the state, the governor has the power to accept them and get those funds quickly to where they are most needed. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
Rebecca Cook is the projected winner in the 3rd Congressional District Democratic primary in western Wisconsin. She was leading by 6 points at last check. Numbers were coming in much slower in the Republican primary in the 8th U.S. House race in northeast Wisconsin, where Tony Weed was up by 4 points. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Game 3 of the Brewers and Dodgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers hoping to snap a 3-game losing streak tonight when they host the LA Dodgers again. The Dodgers winning last night 7-2. They hit 4 home runs, including one for second baseman Gavin Lux, who was drafted by the Dodgers back in 2016 out of Indian Trail High School in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Shohei Ohtani hit his 37th homer of the year. That's the most in the National League. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers back in Madison after breaking camp during a 2-week stay in Platteville. NFL, Packers getting ready to take on the Broncos in Denver Friday in a joint practice session. Quarterback Jordan Love.
No, I think it's good. Like I said, just be able to see somebody new, practice against a new team, and kind of that practice atmosphere where you get to see a lot more, and then you get to go back and break it down the film. So it's good to just be able to see new looks. You know, we've been going against our defense every day, so just be able to get a new feel on defense is always good.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 59.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll be live on location at Volk Field with the Wisconsin Air National Guard's Northern Lightning. A great training exercise. Learn all about aircraft, pilots, and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Black coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
Okay, we certainly will. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. It's the John and Gordy Show. John is on a plane going to Venezuela for special medical treatments. We don't know. We
Bird
haven't
flu.
Heard anything from him.
Bird flu.
We hope I hope he gets better soon. He has the bird flu,
Venezuela's the place to go.
I guess so. 7 minutes past the hour. Weather today, a little bit of fog here and there, but otherwise a mix of clouds and some sun. 66 right now. We'll see a high near 82 today. And guess what? Oh, yeah, it's time to give away some tickets to the Baraboo's Circus World Museum. Okay? If you text the word elephant to us, you could be a winner of these tickets. Elephant is the word to text. That number to text it to is 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255.
You've only been saying it for 200 shows?
I don't know. Yes. So text the word elephant and you'll be entered in the contest. And we'll keep the phone lines open for a little while this morning. And you'll have a chance to win those tickets. Okay?
Election coverage happened last night on WMDX.
Yes.
Our man Terry Bell stayed up late, even though he gets up at dawn, before dawn, well before dawn most days.
Yeah. He was up late with coverage.
He was. And thank goodness he's agreed to talk to us on the phone at least this morning for his usual 7:06 Big Story check-in.
Good morning, Terry.
Good morning. How are you?
Ooh.
Doing okay. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Yeah, we're going to have to rework that connection. Mm,
what's happening with your... Are you in a...
go to a window, Sam.
Are you in an echo chamber?
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go. That sounds a little better, Terry, whatever you did.
Is this better?
Oh, way better. Yes, yes,
much better. Okay.
Yes.
We're good now.
Oh,
so,
all right.
So give us the big results. What were the big takeaways from last night's election
primary
returns?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say there were three big takeaways. One is that the two questions that would have amended the state constitution were defeated by voters.
Alrighty.
They roundly voted no. It was, I don't know if surprising is the word, but the margin was decisive. We can say that. And what I found interesting about that was that 75% of the time, maybe. In the past, constitutional amendments in Wisconsin, by the time they go to voters, typically pass. I think this was a gamble by Republicans in the state legislature that didn't pay off. Mm-hmm. They put two confusing questions on the ballot, put it in a primary that is typically very low voter turnout. I think there was some, I think voter turnout is going to end up being higher than anticipated. I think a number of the primaries that turn voters out for partisan questions, for races, for elections, are going to have had an influence on this referendum question. So I think the gamble by legislative Republicans did not pay off.
So from what I heard this morning, voter turnout was really quite high, higher than was expected. They were expecting maybe 20% or 25%, but it was more like, I heard 40% or more. Is that what you heard, Terry?
That would track with what I've been following. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of interest, especially in the races for 3rd District Congress for the Democrats and also for 8th District Congress for the Republicans. And the winners in those, it was interesting in the 3rd District that Rebecca Cook won. I think she was roundly expected to win, although it was what we were looking for was whether her long game, she'd been campaigning for about 2 years, raised a lot of money, how that did against Katrina Shanklin, who had a lot of party and union machinery behind her. And she may have waited too long to get into that race. Huh. And Rebecca Cook prevailed in that. She will run up against Derek Van Orden, who has been kind of controversial in his one term in office, and we'll see how that plays out with voters. I think the numbers in La Crosse and Eau Claire in particular will be interesting to see for voter turnout and how that may have affected the referendum. And then in the 8th district, interesting because Tony Weed was the candidate endorsed by Donald Trump, and this was seen as kind of a bit of a litmus test as to what kind of influence Donald Trump still has. He's taken his lumps this year, especially since Joe Biden dropped out of the presidential race and Kamala Harris took over. So people wanted to know, people who watch these things were interested in knowing whether the Trump endorsement could carry Weed across the finish line, and it appears to have, although a couple of other Trump candidates around the state in legislative races lost yesterday. Tony Weed did manage to win the 8th U.S. House primary. So we have Tony Weed versus Kristen Wiley in the 8th district.
Huh. And how do you feel? You're not going to tell me because you're the news director. You're not going to answer any of my questions.
Sorry.
But Kristen Lierley, I like her. I think she's whip smart and has the right ideas. And you're not going to answer that question. Yep. No.
Well, I will say that the 8th district is a historically Republican leaning district, but I think this may be a year where a Democrat has as good a chance as any to win that seat. Especially she's been, you know, hitting hard on the topic of reproductive rights,
yes,
which is one that resonates with voters, especially since Roe v. Wade was overturned. And so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
And then also, Terry, in Dane County, the Dane County executive race, Melissa Agard was the overall winner. But there were four candidates, correct? And the top two go on? Is that
exactly?
And who came in? Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Melissa Agard and Dana Pellebaum will advance to the general election.
Okay.
And was that a surprise? Anything surprising there?
Those were the two heavyweights in terms of, you know, political stature. Melissa Agard was the minority leader in the state Senate. She had risen to a position of power. Dana Pelabon has been on the Dane County Board for a long time and has been a high-profile Madisonian. So it was really expected that those two would advance.
And they rose to the top. All right, mm-hmm. Terry Bell, our news director, thank you so much for waking up with us this morning. I know you were up very late last night.
Appreciate it, Terry.
That's fine. Happy to do it, of course.
See you very later. Good.
Thanks, Terry. 14 minutes past the hour. This reminder, the John and Gordy Show, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better and dream bigger on handcrafted, locally made mattress. You can find them on Madison's east side or west side or online at verlo.com.
And you're still looking for texters for tickets?
Yes, tickets. We have two tickets to Circus World. If you text the word elephant to us at this number, 608-879-8255, we'll put you in the hopper there, and we'll draw for those tickets a little bit later on. So again, the word to text is elephant. Text that to us at 608-879-8255, or just use your Civic Media app, and you can text it right into us, okay?
You know, Kamala's coming back to town.
She's coming back to Milwaukee.
Yep, she's going to go to a rally at Pfizer Forum.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That's where the Republicans had their national convention. Yep. Why is she going there?
I don't know.
She's going to be busy in Chicago, I thought, all next week.
She's coming from Chicago back to Milwaukee in the middle of the DNC to have a rally. Because, of course, she doesn't need to be at the rally until Thursday night, theoretically.
Oh, in
DNC, yeah, right. She doesn't need to be there, theoretically, until Thursday. Huh. So, I mean, I'm just making that assumption that she doesn't need to be there. But certainly Tuesday, she's going to be in Milwaukee at Pfizer.
I mean, just to have a rally in Wisconsin at the place
Wisconsin
with the Republican
so
National
important.
Convention?
Yeah,
I know. But
I think she wants to show them up a little bit on
numbers.
Is
this a crowd size thing?
Crowd size thing. Yeah, I think it's about size.
But they had a good crowd of the Republican. You were there. Are you right? They had, was it filled?
I don't know. I suppose.
I mean, they had their convention there. You would think every seat would be filled.
Yeah, there were some seats. Yeah, and there
were
some people. Yeah, it just didn't feel. I don't know. Yeah. I can't.
You didn't count the seats?
I didn't count them, but this is her third time to Wisconsin, and I'm just really tickled that she's going to do it in the place where he held his rally.
Right.
Details are still in flux, but Tuesday's the day. More than 12,000 people showed up to the Eau Claire rally on last Wednesday.
Yeah, that was amazing,
12,000.
All right, well, we'll find out. Now, next week, we will have coverage from Chicago. You're going to be there, right?
I'm going to go.
You're going to be our representative.
I'll be your rep. I'll call you, probably. Can I call you after
7:30?
I just want to make sure.
We're sending you there for a purpose, to call us every morning,
Okay. Bright
and early, and let us know what happened
I don't
the
know about
previous
six.
Night.
I think I'll call you in the 7 o'clock hour from there.
All right.
Well, because I've got Maggie Dawn. Maggie Dawn and I, who is, of course, our 2 o'clock network host.
Right.
She and I are staying in a condo in Chicago together.
Good.
The boys are saying someplace else. All the engineers, they've got a condo for themselves. But I've got to drive Maggie around. Yeah, I got to get Maggie downtown.
You're like her personal chauffeur?
I'm her personal chauffeur because I love her so much.
Okay.
Have you ever listened to Maggie after 2 o'clock?
Of course.
Yeah. She's fantastic.
She's
so
great.
I can't wait to drive her around and hang out with her. I haven't gotten to hang out with her much because she lives in Milwaukee.
Well, we'll have you'll have a chance all next week to
all
hang
next
out
week
with
I'm
her.
Hanging with Maggie.
We'll have fantastic coverage as we always do. And Terry Bell will be there along with others from our crew, the Civic Media News folks covering the Democratic National Convention. Boy, that's going to be a love fest, don't you think?
It's going to be a love fest.
It's going to be great.
Yeah, I think it will be.
Fun
I think
times.
It will be. At the United Center downtown.
In Chi-Town.
Southtown. So, I'm just mumbling. John Peterson's not here, but he would have had this story. He would have had audio from the story. I guarantee you, Eric Hovde stepped in it one more time. Did you hear this one?
We got less than a minute.
Let's do it after then. We'll just tease it a little bit.
All right.
He went on a conservative podcast and promoted a conspiracy theory. We'll talk about that next.
A conspiracy theory?
Right now, yeah.
How unusual.
Of all people.
Okay. 18 minutes past the hour. Cloudy skies today with some sunshine, high near 82. We're going to come right back with more of the John and Gordy Show and Eric Hovde's conspiracy theaters and much more on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Life hack number 7, get an iPhone 12 on Straight Talk.
Life hack.
Here's how it works. You walk into Walmart, go to the electronics section, ask for iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system, and select the new Silver Unlimited plan. They'll smile because it's a good plan. You get real unlimited data all for just $20 a month for the whole first year. Get it at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Straight Talk. Less dollars, more sense. Taxes and fees apply. Requires activation of iPhone 12 and a new Silver Unlimited plan or higher-end auto pay enrollment. $25 a month service credit applied for up to 12 months if eligibility requirements are met. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
A lot of us were alive to remember. For some, it's just legend. The 1982 Brewers World Series run. Join us this Thursday, noon to 2 on the Allball Show as we welcome Kelly Call, producer, and Sean Hannish, director and producer of Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 82 Milwaukee Brewers. We're giving away 4 tickets to the Brewers game and 4 tickets so you can be at the world premiere on September 13th. Join us on Thursday.
The Todd Allball Show, weekdays noon till 2. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX, playing a little bit of Baby Elephant Walk.
Oh, that's what that's called.
Yeah, because elephant is our key word. That's the word to text in if you want to try to win tickets to Circus World Museum. Fantastic place in Baraboo. You've never been there, right?
I've never been there. I was going to ask you, what
it's
is
unbelievable.
About?
Well, they have a couple of circus shows. They have the Big Top all set up there along the Baraboo River. They do a complete circus show twice daily. I think it's around 1 o'clock and 3 o'clock. Don't quote me on that. Might be a little bit later. Anyway, yeah, they usually have acrobat. I mean, they have a complete circus show, music.
But no animals anymore.
Not anymore. They don't have the elephants.
Good.
Last year for the elephants was last summer. Sometimes they have dog acts, and I think that's still okay. They do dancing dogs or whatever. And then they have acrobats. They have jugglers. They got it all. Circus World Museum and a fantastic museum there. If you like old circus wagons, these antique, beautifully painted, well-maintained circus wagons. You can look at those and all the memorabilia. That's at Circus World, downtown Baraboo, 550 Water Street. Again, we're going to give away a pair of tickets. Keep texting there. The word is elephant
and
to
the
text
number?
In. 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255.
All right. Like winning tickets from Civic Media and WMDX.
You got it.
Brittany Merlot, our meteorologist, is on the line with us. Hi, Brittany. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're doing just great.
Even without John Peterson, can't believe it. We're still functioning.
He's still under the weather.
You know about that.
So, so I was hearing some reports around southern Wisconsin this morning of a good deal of fog in some areas, but I guess some of that is already lifting and dissipating, and we're seeing kind of hazy sunshine this morning, and things are looking pretty good. A little warmer today in the low 80s, I guess, right?
Yeah, so any fog that is still left, if you see any in your area, it's going to be burned off and gone by 8 o'clock, so we're almost there, but a lot of the state dealing with that, and like you said, today's a nice, beautiful day. We've got sun to start. Highs will climb to about 84 degrees. Enjoy it, because we take a hit tomorrow, and that rain starts to roll in tonight.
Okay,
so
let's go back to this fog for a moment, because you used a word there that I just want to get specific about this, because I've tried to burn fog before. I collected it in a leaf bag and tried to burn it, and it wouldn't burn.
What are you talking about?
Weather people always talk about, well, the fog is going to burn off. Well, you can't burn fog. Fog doesn't burn off. It evaporates.
The sun burns it,
Gordy. Evaporates.
You were a weatherman.
It's evaporating.
Do we have to have this conversation?
You don't light a fire with fog. Oh. I'm just saying, okay?
When did you learn this? Before you were a weatherman or after?
I'm just giving you some crap.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
All
right.
Yes.
She's so amused. You can tell. She's got a good fake laugh.
So,
Brittany. Thank you. There's the real one.
Now, I also know that some of this weather might get a little stormy tomorrow. Is that what we're...
Yes.
Maybe some thunderstorms, maybe some strong storms?
So what I think is going to happen is I think when this thing pushes in overnight tonight, it's going to start off as just some rain, maybe a few rumbles of thunder, but nothing too crazy. I think about a quarter of an inch to three quarters of an inch will be our first round. We'll get a little break. And then what's going to happen is that warm front and cold front actually are pretty tight together. And as they squeeze over southern Wisconsin, you guys are actually, Madison is a part of a slight risk tomorrow for severe storms. And of course, that's going to be pushing in by tomorrow night. I think that's going to be firing up the worst part of it and then pushing on into our Friday morning. So we've got a wet next few days and that slight risk. The main threat is going to be damaging wind gusts with it. It's going to line up on that line and kind of push through.
Yeah.
Tornado season is what in the Midwest? When is that beginning and end-ish? Was.
Ish?
Yeah, because I know climate change has changed it, but ish.
I would say here for us, June, July is probably our biggest. It does roll into August as well. And then we also have a spike in November that a lot of people don't even know.
And then, you know, a lot of times we get these long range forecasts that are looking out into the fall and into the winter. And, you know, sometimes those are accurate and a lot of times, it's anybody's guess. But I know the Farmer's Almanac somehow plays into that.
I've got that. I can't believe you mentioned that.
And
almanac? Do you pay any attention as a meteorologist to the almanac?
No.
I have to. I still show respect to the farmers. You got to look at it.
You got to look at it. Know about the stats, but you have a question. Sorry.
Well, no, I was just saying what I know about the. I saw a map the other day about the Farmer's Almanac prediction for winter, and they said it was going to be a little bit wetter than normal around our area. But
colder.
Know. Interesting to hear your take on that, Brittany.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and agree with the Farmer's Almanac on this one. Yes, I am, because we are right now in a La Nina watch. Mm. So anytime between now and November, we are expected to flip to that. And usually La Niñas give us a much more wetter, active winter with a little bit of colder temperatures in there as well. So
I have a La Niña watch, and it's beautiful. It's got special leather strap
You're
on
wrong.
It. And
now I want
got,
one.
I got it
You're
for Christmas, and it was beautiful.
So
I thank my family.
I have
family.
A real question. La Niña, La Niño, opposites. Yeah. Are we either in one or the other always?
No, we're in a neutral phase.
Laughing
right now.
At your own jokes. Oh, there is a neutral phase, so we're in a neutral phase. I see. So La Niña coming up, and that will bring more wet, more snow, more cold.
Hopefully, winter for Wisconsin because we skipped it last year.
Yeah, so we did.
It was the easiest winter I have ever experienced anywhere.
And I'll bet you're a skier. I bet you're a cross country skier or downhill or maybe both. Right.
How can you tell?
Well, you're so active, and I salute you for that. So
I think she's a snowshoer.
Snowshoer. How about snowmobiles? Yes. You good on a snowmobile?
Absolutely.
You do.
Anything involving snow, ice fishing, all of that, snowmobiling. I used to have one. I don't have one anymore, but it's fun.
We live in a place where it snows. One cannot complain about the snow.
Right.
One should not.
No.
You got to get active. Just get out in it and enjoy it. I want to start skiing again this year.
So you got more on the Farmer's Almanac while we have Brittany. I don't know how soon you have to leave for your next report.
Maybe here. Probably has things to
Can you
do.
Hang with us for a minute or two?
I just got a report on the elections. No big deal.
I'd
rather talk weather. No,
she's
I have
also
time.
A news person for Civic Media, of course. Well, they're saying a season of rapid fire storms will bring both rain and snow with little downtime in between. They're saying it's just going to hit us and keep hitting.
For the winter.
Okay. For the winter.
Okay.
So they're saying that jet stream is going to line up right here for us in Wisconsin consistently. We're barely
going to
get any wobbles in that
streamer.
AO.
Yeah. I'm glad you brought the jet stream up. I'm a big fan of the jet stream, but weather people they ignore it anymore. I don't know why. Why is that?
I don't know. I still talk about it.
Yeah, good. Because I like to see it on the maps because it all swirls around different colors. Again, flashing back here this morning since that story about LSD.
Oh, okay. Lord.
All right. What else on the Farmer's Almanac?
Well, this I found the most interesting. Okay. They actually said they especially highlight the time frames from January 20 to 23 and 24 to 27. They're down to 3-day increments of prediction. What? You can't do that. I know you can't do that. No, nobody can. Thank you. All we can say is La Niña is probably this year, and that's going to bring a bunch more.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'll agree with them on that. I don't know about that increment and how rapidly, but
right? Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep this and put it on my calendar. If it happens, we're all going to respect the almanac a little more.
All right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Brittany, thank you very much. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Have a good day.
You too. Thanks, guys.
That's Brittany Merlot, our Civic Media meteorologist. Coming up, we've got Media World right around the corner. Stories about super suits. What are the exoskeleton suits?
That's a John story.
They're
yes.
crazy. It's crazy stuff. All right. 29 past the hour. More of the John and Gordy Show coming up right around the corner on WMDX.
Around the corner.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
College campuses are starting to come back to life across the state of Wisconsin. I'm Pam Yonke. Time for a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Wednesday. And we're monitoring how the agriculture enrollment looks at many of our state colleges. Some updates next.
Beef producers, make plans now to attend the Stockmanship and Stewardship event in Lancaster on August 28th and 29th. This will be an action-packed agenda featuring topics from cattle health and well-being to pasture management and land stewardship, complemented by low-stress cattle handling demonstrations. From cow-calf to feedlot topics, it's covered and close to home. Go to www.stockmanshipandstewardship.org for more details and to register.
Tara Montgomery is the director of the School of Agriculture on the UW-Platteville Pioneer Prairie campus. She said right now they're expecting around 525 students for the fall term, which begins just weeks from now. She said many of those students already have some educational experience under their belts.
It's been really encouraging to see the number of students who have maybe started somewhere else and weren't really sure what they wanted to do and have found a focus in agriculture. Sometimes it's because they've had an experience maybe in an internship, or a lot of times it's because they weren't really sure that they wanted to go back to the farm, and then started to realize that, you know, agriculture has a lot of cool technology and is really crucial. And so when we look at agriculture, it's amazing to think, you know, we're always going to have to feed the world, but we also have to think about things like sustainability. And so a lot of students are circling back around to figure out how can they help.
Tara Montgomery, she's the director of the School of Agriculture on the UW-Platteville campus with strong expectations for fall agriculture enrollment.
Learn how to benefit your farm with Compeer Financial's Navigating Tech Investments Agri-Mindset webinar on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Sign up online at compeer.com/register for this powerful webinar to benefit your farm on August 21st at 1 o'clock. Go to compeer.com/register now to get the most out of your farm's tech investments on August 21st. Compeer Financial is a full credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2024, all rights reserved.
And celebrating some of Wisconsin's machinery history. That's what's coming up this weekend for the 61st Badger Steam and Gas Engine Club Show that's going to be held just outside of Baraboo. They're hosting the J.I. Case Heritage Foundation 38th Annual Exposition. Find more details at badgersteamandgas.com. And don't forget, this is day number 2 of Wisconsin Farm Technology Days, that big event happening in Cadott at the Country Fest Music Grounds. WIFarmTechDays.org has all the details on that big event. And that's a look at food news for Wednesday. I'm Pam Yonke.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Little sunshine this morning, becoming cloudy by late this afternoon. Our high today, 83. Showers and thunderstorms tonight, tomorrow. Tomorrow night could be some locally heavy rainfall amounts of a half inch to an inch or more. Our low tonight, mid-60s. Tomorrow's high in the upper 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 61.
Looking for a place to kick back, grab a bite, vibe out on great music? Look no further than the Rigby in Madison. They're not just a pub. They're where the action is, with something different every day. Rigby Oki Mondays, Trivia Tuesdays, Single Nights on Wednesdays, and live music Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. Located a block off the Capitol Square at 119 East Main Street, stop by and take a tour of the venue spaces for your next private party. And the rooftop space is now available. For venue reservations and details, email Chelsea at events.rigby@gmail.com.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to The Devil's Advocates for a whopper of a Wednesday edition. We'll have all the electoral results in the great state of Wisconsin and our friend Bill Press in the happier happy hour. Devils.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. I like that new jingle. That's,
stop calling
that's
me Karen. I'm not a Karen.
Did I do that again?
You did.
At least you know what a Karen is.
What?
At least you know what a Karen is.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll stop. Good. Really, does it have a secret meaning now? Is that the? Isn't that a right wing thing?
It's just like.
A Karen is like
if you don't
a
know,
you worry
you're
about.
You're probably one. Is that what you're saying?
No. That's not what I'm saying. Okay. It's a stereotype of a person that is, it's a woman with a very specific haircut who is annoying and doesn't care about employees and would like to speak to the manager all the time.
Yes, definitely.
That kind of a person.
That's the kind of person.
Oh.
I'm not that.
Huh.
See? Sam knows I'm not.
Okay. let's move on. 7:35. And highs today around 82 degrees. Yes, we still have the contest lines open.
Oh,
the phone lines are open. Text us the word elephant, and we're going to draw in just a little while here at the end of the show for a pair of tickets to Circus World Museum in Baraboo. So again, elephant is the keyword to text to 608-879-8255. Okay.
So right. Speaking of texting, by the way, you can use the app to do that, the Civic Media app, because WMDX is part of Civic Media. Uh-huh. And the app, which is free and doesn't do anything to your phone, it just provides, kind of like Spotify, an opportunity to listen to different kinds of stations. WMDX is just one of 21 stations. And I think you only see 20 of them on the app just yet, because one of them isn't yet on the air, I think. But in any case, lots of different things you can listen to. Are you laughing at me? This is important.
Well, why'd you say it's 21 stations if one's not on the air?
Well, because we're working on it. We got engineers all over the state working on this stuff. Okay. And by the way, CFW in Eau Claire, we talked about Eau Claire being a very desirable place to live. Those guys just kicked butt in ratings. That's 105.7 CFW in Eau Claire. Hmm. You can also get 99.7 Max FM out of Baraboo, where you used to live.
Right.
And Wisconsin Dells. Yeah. Those stations are available, and they're music stations.
Excellent.
On our app. So if you want to take a break from all the babbling that I'm doing, hop on over to CFW and enjoy some lovely music.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Country,
I'm going to do that right now.
We've got
No, I can't. I've got to stay here.
98Q Country's on there from Park Falls. We got IRI in Wisconsin Rapids and RCO in Richland Center.
Yeah.
And one last one, 95.7 St. Croix Country, all on the free Civic Media app.
Very cool. All right. Absolutely free.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
We were talking about
good
weather
deal.
Before. Can
we
I just
were.
Close?
Yeah. So what? Had one more note on the weather?
It's amusing. So
what?
The readers of the Almanac say their predictions are accurate. The Almanac's predictions are accurate 80% to 85% of the time. The Columbus Dispatch,
really?
I guess that's Columbus, Ohio Dispatch, found that most analyses of the Almanac's predictions have indicated an accuracy rate of 50%.
50%?
Coin toss, basically.
Yeah.
Sometimes they're right, sometimes they're not.
Well, boy.
So last year, the Almanac predicted a cold and stormy winter for Wisconsin, and we did not get that. Last winter was just the opposite.
Yep. So they were wrong.
They were 50% wrong.
Yeah, that other, that first figure you mentioned, what, 75 to 80%?
80 to 85.
80 to 85, and that's what the Farmer's Almanac claims for themselves?
No, readers of the Almanac.
Oh, readers of the Almanac.
Yes.
Because that's what the National Weather Service also claims for themselves. They do it statistically that 80 to 85% of their forecasts are correct, I think, for the 24-hour period of forecasting.
Right, okay, 24-hour.
It drops significantly after that. I can tell you just from experience, you know, which makes perfect sense,
yes.
Right? The farther out you go, the less accurate it's going to be.
Farther
That's
out you
the
go,
way it goes.
And closer to the middle of the country, the less accurate you can be. I read that not too long ago, and I think we talked about it with Brittany last week, perhaps.
Right.
That the East and West Coast, you can predict up to 7 days fairly accurately. Here, just a couple days.
Well, I definitely believe that for the West Coast. I'm not so sure about that East Coast number, but, you know, it does make sense because they're seeing what's happening. They can see it for a long time.
Coming over the ocean, right?
Yeah.
Or coming north or south. They can see it just a little better than us. And we have more activity, more things happening.
Exactly.
The East and West joining and making trouble.
All right.
Yeah.
It is 7:39. Okay. Thank you.
So dismissive.
I'm not dismissive.
Whatever.
I'm just, you know, we got to move on because it's time for Media World, isn't it, Sam?
Electric cars and hybrid might glide through the city like beams of light. Smart homes talk in coded tones. Our future's here within our phones.
Media World.
Wow. You made this recently, huh?
Yes.
You and Sam are having a lot of secret looks this morning.
That's Gordy's voice, can't you tell?
Is it?
No.
Yes.
No. Yes, of course it
sure.
is.
Sure.
You could change it.
Okay.
AI does that.
AI does that and did that.
Okay. I wonder, I just got an idea here. What if we,
what?
So you know deepfakes, right?
Right.
We did some deepfakes for the 200th show earlier this week.
Right.
I wonder if we can create deepfakes of John and Gordy.
Oh, yes.
Oh, that'd be great. We could sleep in and everything.
That's not
just
the
send
point.
In the AI guys.
No.
Yeah.
Take a day off here and there.
Poor John is off because he's ill. Sorry, John Peterson.
Yeah,
I hope
he's probably getting sicker listening to this show.
Well, he's on the airplane. He can't hear
us.
Oh,
that's right. He's on his way to Venezuela with Elon Musk and Donald Trump.
Yep.
And they're going to set up shop there and
Bird
start
flu.
Their own you know, broadcast center or something. Okay.
What do you got there?
For Media World?
Yeah.
You know, we had this story the other day, but I'm fascinated by this because these strength boosting exoskeleton suits are the rage.
This is a John story. What is this?
They can help make jobs with physical labor feel less strenuous. This is like a bodysuit. Okay,
you can get
Well,
I saw aliens. It's like wearing a plow or whatever.
Okay,
the movie Aliens. She was wearing something that could lift
plow?
Everything. I can't think of.
like a forklift or what are you talking about?
Forklift.
A
that's
plow?
What I meant. Forklift. She's wearing a forklift in Aliens.
See, I don't think that's what this is because they're talking about MOGO pants. I don't know what MOGO would stand for. Sam?
MOGO.
Oh, it says...
More going.
It's short for mountain goat.
Oh, okay.
So you look like a mountain goat with these pants on, apparently. MOGO. A lightweight electric motor is at the knee that can boost a hiker's legs strength-wise. It gives you more muscle when going uphill, and it absorbs impact if you're stepping down in a descent. So these are like super suits. You wear these suits. The pants weigh about 7 pounds. With power boosting modules, and they have a 3-hour rechargeable battery attached. That module snaps onto the hiker using a pair of carbon fiber braces for each leg. These sound really comfortable, don't they?
They
yeah,
really
I was
do.
Gonna, I'm looking at Google Images right now, and they look like leg braces that you'd wear after a surgery or something.
It says, according to this article, you think of them as an e-bike, but for walking. MOGO pants can make the wearer feel like you're 30 pounds lighter, according to this. I don't know how that's possible.
You know
but
what this reminds me of?
What?
This is like real-life Iron Man.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. The amount of assistance provided varies in real time by monitoring the wearer's gait and leg movements to determine when they're walking or climbing. And then at any time, the user can choose to increase or decrease the amount of assistance they're provided with a simple button press. So it is kind of like an e-bike thing. You use it when you need to, and then you can just let it go when you don't. And get this, you can rent them an exoskeleton thing. You can rent them on certain trails in the western U.S. and Canada for $80. That's for an 8-hour rental. Or if you want to buy one for yourself, they're just $5,000 for a pair of pants.
Pocket change.
That's right.
What's fascinating about this is this, and it makes my heart hurt a little bit. My dad was a walking paraplegic.
Yeah.
As you know, he broke his back in a jet landing, crash landing, and you know, quote unquote, walked away. They put braces on for a little while. Then he ditched those. He had foot drop all his life. And he tried to bicycle ride. He tried. He did swim. He swam very well. His thigh muscles were great. You know, he his upper legs took him through to 93 years of age, by the way. This would have put him out on the ski slopes, which he also tried to do.
Yeah.
This would have put him walking in Europe, which he would have liked to have done, to travel with my mom, which he never got a chance to do much of. We went to Asia once when I was 14, but he couldn't walk forever on a day, you know? That would have made it possible. So people are going to criticize this as another way to weaken humans. Putting on that exoskeleton to help you be stronger and walking, it's not necessarily about making regular people stronger.
Right.
It could be about making people who have a deficit.
Yeah, disabled people.
Yeah.
They can walk again.
Right.
You know, I mean, it can be that much as it goes, you know, into the future. And
right.
They develop this more. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Without having to take people's legs off to do it. Or,
right.
You just put it on.
Yeah.
The same thing was said, and I'm anticipating critics. I'm anticipating people saying, oh, another way for people to get fat and not do stuff on their own. Same thing was said about the Segway Human Transporter, which I've mentioned before.
Right.
I started the very first tours in Chicago on Segways, which was part of a sales process to get them to be known. And I sold them to people with MS, had one for my dad, because then he could step up on this platform and be extra tall, extra seen, and taken around at 12 and a half miles per hour. He loved his Segway.
Wow.
But a lot of the critique was, oh, great, another reason for people not to walk. No, it was to get you out of your car in urban environments. That's why it was introduced in cities like Chicago.
And they still have them, right?
And they still, there's a half dozen tours and Segways in Chicago now.
Mm-hmm.
There was one here for a while.
Yeah, I mean, why? But they haven't. Are they so expensive that they haven't caught on?
They were $5,000. They were $5,000, and I don't think they're still selling and making Segways.
Really?
I think it didn't work. Well, now they've got scooters. You got
the
low scooters, but you're still standing, so you're still visible. What do you call those? Zoomers or whatever.
I don't know, Sam.
Sam, you know.
Just an electric scooter.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, they're rentable.
We always turn to you when we don't know anything.
They're rentable, and people drop them all over the place.
I see them all over.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't remember what they're called.
They're very popular.
They're an inline scooter as opposed to the Segway, which was a little larger. I put police officers on them. The Millennium Park officers were on them. It was really kind of neat. It did reduce a lot of cars. And in festivals and such, police can be a little higher so they can see over crowds. You're like 7 feet tall when you're on the thing.
Yeah, they make a lot of sense. I mean, they're very practical.
Yeah, they were. I still have one.
Do you?
I do.
Have you fired it up? Yeah. Well, you used it lately around Madison?
I mislaid the key.
What?
I mislaid the key.
You lost the key?
I mislaid it.
What do you mean you mislaid it?
I don't have my hands on the key.
What's the difference between mislaying it and not having it?
When I moved here, I have a bunch of boxes at a friend's house. When I move into my house, I'm going to open every one of those boxes, and I bet the keys are in there.
Okay.
You're laughing at me again.
You lose your car keys. You can lose any key, I guess. But
one can.
How often do you think the locksmith gets a call about being locked out of their Segway?
And you got to go to Segway Corporate to get one. It's not looking good.
People there, right? Couldn't you just do that? Just tell me, hey, you've lost the key.
I could, or I have a doorstop for the rest of my life because right now it is dead as a doornail.
Can you just get the serial number off it and order one, or
maybe,
is that the way it works?
I don't know. I haven't been in touch with Segway for a long time, so I got to make a call. Yeah.
Okay.
But I do love my little Segway. I took my daughter on it. You're not supposed to put two people on it, but I did. When she was little, pop a little helmet on her and took her. It was really fun to go around. I usually got between me and my house and another person's house in Chicago because I didn't want to get in the car. It was only a mile and a half, 2 miles. Easier to just take a Segway.
That's great.
Not getting in a car.
Yeah.
You're mocking again.
No, I'm not mocking you at all.
I can hear it in your voice.
I think it's great that you have a segue. I don't understand why you haven't gotten a key in the last couple of years for it.
1 year. I was using it in Chicago up until I moved here.
You know what I really think?
What do you think?
I think that the John and Gordy Show is sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. You can sleep better and dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Don't throw anything at me while I'm reading, okay?
I'm not.
Just it looked like you were winding up over there. Find Verlo Mattress on Madison's East and West Side or online at verlo.com. It is 7:49. Temperatures today getting into the low 80s. When we return, we've got this, that, and the other, and some odds and ends. Yeah, we call it leftovers. Coming up on the John and Gordy Show on WMDX.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Verlo has a lifetime comfort guarantee because you can't risk it when it comes to that all-important, never long enough, cozy dreamland we call sleep. You can't let something like a mystery-made mattress in a box get between you and that much-needed shut-eye. We will adjust the comfort of your mattress for its lifetime, and we call that a lifetime comfort guarantee. And for that, you gotta go to Verlo. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards concert tickets for your daughter to see that singer who sings about painful breakups. And one song will inspire your little beauty to break up with that beast she's dating, Brian. Instead, she'll date someone who's nice and worthy of her love, not someone who addresses you and your spouse as, bro. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Terrific if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
He ate those leftovers!
The funeral leftovers.
The day we eat all the leftovers.
And I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
I gotta teach you how to print things.
No, I just...
This is like a ream of paper.
I know. I thought it was just a 2 or 3 page article. It turned out to be 25 pages.
There's ways. There's ways to handle that.
I know, but
I was
running short on time. Okay. Speaking of time, 7:51, text lines are still open if you want to get in on the last minute here on the contest. To text in to win, you text in the keyword elephant to 608-879-8255, and you could be the winner of a pair of tickets to Circus World Museum in Baraboo. Okay.
The word elephant.
Elephant is the word to text.
And the app is really easy to use for texting. Download that app. You can see all the radio stations. That's all that's there, except for also a text button that you can press, or a call button if you want to call.
Exactly. That's how that works.
It's like we're a text line.
All right. We got leftovers today. Leftovers.
Leftovers.
Yeah, we got the leftovers.
We already heard the leftovers. So here's a leftover that you should know about. And this is, what are we going to do first? We're going to do this, yes. John would have loved this. John Peterson is ill. He's on his way to Venezuela.
You talked about him like he passed away. Still alive as far as we know.
As far as we know,
I would have loved this day.
In the words of Catherine Lake, is John Peterson still alive?
Right.
That was a year ago. I knew he was alive. I just wanted to find
him. He's
a
zombie.
So, Eric Hovde has stepped in it one more time.
Oh, what did he say now?
This is ridiculous. This is sad. And we actually have audio. Should we play the audio first or just tell you what it is first?
No, play the audio.
First. Okay, Eric Hovde. Okay.
This all started with Obama.
Yes.
Obama ran on hope and change and bringing us together. And then he used race as a tool and a weapon. And he would find 6 months before any election some incident between the police and typically a young black man.
Yes.
And then they would whip it up to create anger in the black community. And you can think of all the names, Freddie Grave, Michael Brown. Look, it was always an incident sometime in May or June because it was about 6 months out, so they could get maximum anger generated. So their whole way they drive their agenda is through anger and division. And that is just a key part of the Democratic Party.
Eric Hovde saying Barack Obama and Democrats manufacture outrage over shooting of young black men or choking them out. Yeah. It's all just maximizing the rage because we shouldn't do that because we shouldn't be outraged.
It was all a conspiracy. Yeah, they really a conspiracy.
Yeah.
He like was they on, planned that.
Yeah. He was on a podcast interview with conservative commentator Chris Salcido. I don't know who that guy is. I don't know who that guy is. You look for that podcast, go ahead. Have fun with that. Weaponizing conflicts between police and black men to create maximum anger before the election. Eric Hovde. I don't know. Tammy Baldwin, Eric Hovde. I'm still just, it's a toss-up to me.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Wow.
He's amazing.
Well.
He's amazing at being able to step in it over and over and over again.
Yeah. And, of course, he won his part of the primary. Tammy Baldwin was unopposed. Yesterday, but he was up against a couple of people that we never heard of.
So
we'll watch that race really closely. But he's doing anything to get attention.
But for him, people like him, it's no news is bad news, right? He just wants to be on our lips. And here I am talking about him again.
Yeah, yeah. Let's put him on the back burner for a while.
Yeah.
Here's some interesting news. Some tech news we have left over here. Cassettes are coming back.
Get out.
Cassettes are coming back. Similar to vinyl records, there's been a resurgence in analog cassette tapes. According to this from Billboard magazine, and they ought to know, sales have grown more than 440% in the past decade. In the past decade.
What?
440%. One of the drivers of this trend is the National Audio Company, a staple in the industry for 50 years. They have something National to do with audio. The cassette industry. But yeah, it's amazing. I mean, you know, we always, you know, vinyl was sort of like nostalgic, you know, vinyl coming back. And there's always been vinyl stores, as far as I can remember.
Nostalgic.
Used vinyl.
Yeah, nostalgic. And audiophiles like the sound better. There's a warmth to vinyl over CDs.
There's a warmth.
That Sam doesn't care about. Just saying.
Well, that and just the packaging, you know, the vinyl records always had terrific covers, and sometimes they opened up and there'd
you
be
could
a poster
clean
inside.
Things on them. And
you could separate the
yes,
stems and seeds from the weed.
You had to say it out loud. Really?
They were perfect for rolling. And all purpose. Let me just say all purpose.
Yeah, so albums we understand. Cassettes, I don't.
Cassettes are coming back.
Why?
Well, you know why? Because they're making new machinery for them that's even better than the old cassette recorders and players of years gone by. They've developed that technology now, so it's really actually really very good
technology. This is kind of crazy because I remember reading an article probably four or 5 years ago that like they just couldn't make tape anymore, like 3M and a bunch of other companies were like running out of the raw materials because they just didn't have the money to like make the tape material.
Right.
It's a whole lot more complicated than making a vinyl record, but it's cool to hear that it's coming back.
Actually, there's a French company called RTM Industries that's really into making tape, all kinds of tape, like reel-to-reel tape, cassette tape.
Wow.
Apparently, that's the thing. That's in their wheelhouse.
What is the benefit? Their business is
taking off.
What is the benefit?
Well, you know, again,
it's what the kids are doing these days.
Part of it is nostalgia. I'll tell you, when I open up my Gordy's garage sale this fall, I've got boxes of cassettes. And from doing garage sales in the past, occasionally, every few years, I try to get rid of some of this junk that my kids left behind.
Yes.
The cassette tapes are one of the things that people go to first.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't think that, you know? I mean, who has a cassette player in their car anymore? Who even has one at home in their stereo system?
Well, the car thing is a Sam question. Cars aren't being made with cassette players, for sure.
They're not even being made with CD players, really.
Yes. Right. No, I don't have a CD player in my car.
No, not anymore. Yeah.
Sirius XM.
But cassettes, they're coming back.
Yeah, and good old-fashioned radio, by the way.
Better technology.
That's fascinating. Cassettes, I just don't see the value. Mixtapes, my daughter sends playlists to friends.
Part of the value, I'll tell you, just being in the digital age here for a while, you know, cassette, you pop it in, you push the button, boom. You get music right away. You don't have to download anything. You don't have to, oh, gee, the signal's not coming in. Or, you know, it's all jumbled up or something.
Yeah.
The cassette,
Money in the bank. Money works every time. we could go on and on about the wonders of the cassette, but guess what? We're out of time for today.
Unbelievable. I don't know how we did
it. Hey, tomorrow we have a guest. Who do we have, Sam?
It's one of two people from the Sun Prairie Corn Festival. We'll see who shows up.
We'll find out all you need to know about it. That's it for John and Gordy for today. Have a wonderful day. We'll talk to you first thing in the morning at 6 a.m. Thanks to Catherine Lake and Sam Davison. John, get better.
Yes.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I've got the chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, Ben Wickler, will be talking about the DNC and the implosion of the GOP. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you were harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.